And good morning, everybody. As we get ready for baseball today, we welcome you to Talkin' Baseball on this Saturday as we get ready for Game 2 between the Giants and the Pirates. And last night, it was all Giants, all Carlos Rodon last night. An excellent game for the lefty. Kind of duplicated what he did against the Dodgers last Sunday. He won that one 2-0 behind two homers, one by Slater and one by Yaz. And in Friday night's game, the Giants win it 2-0 over the Pirates. Home runs in this one by Luis Gonzalez starting the game off, a 387-foot shot, and that was his third of the year. And a Joc Pederson home run, number 14 for him, and he's got 34 RBIs. And that was it for the scoring for the Giants and for Carlos Rodon. There's your two runs, buddy. You better make them stand up. And he did big time on Friday night as he beat the Pirates and shut them out 2-0. 2-6-0 for the Giants. 0-0-2-0 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Rodon goes 8 very solid innings. No stress at all for him, really, in the game. Pirates had first and second in one situation, and he ended up striking out the next batter. And that was it for the Pirates. So for Rodon, he goes 8 innings. 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, 98 pitches for him. And as I say, he was in control the entire game, and he was very strong against a Pittsburgh Pirate team. Let's be honest. This is a team that's challenged offensively. They don't score many runs. They've lost 10 of 11. At home, they're 13-18, and they are in some offensive funks for sure. And this is a team that gets a lot of money, revenue sharing, and everything else. And they don't put it into the team, but they brought up a ton of new players this year, including a relief pitcher tonight, Cam Vion. And the Pirate pen was terrific. 4 2/3, 2 hits, no runs. And they did a great job tonight to hold the Giants to their 2 runs and try to get back in the game, but it wasn't meant to be. For the Pirates, they lose it 2-0 Friday night to the Giants. All right, Rodon 6-4 now. Thompson, the loser, 3-5. He's pitched about 54 innings, and he's given up about a dozen home runs already, something like that. So he gave up 2 more on Friday night, and that cost him the game. Duvall came in, and very strong for him. He's looking terrific lately. He got his 10th save. Through 198, the slider was there. The Pirates had no chance. Pirates have one or two good players. One is Cabrian Hayes. He's terrific at third base, Charlie Hayes' kid. And the other one is Brian Reynolds, the outfielder. And the Giants completely bottled him up in the game Friday night. He didn't do much at all. 19,075 there at PNC Park. 2 hours, 46 minutes. Quick game. For, you know, in the sense of what baseball is all about today. For Thompson, 4 1/3, 4 hits, a couple of runs. They were both the home runs, 5 big walks, and he was in trouble a lot. And really, the Pirates turned 3 double plays and got Estrada on a caught stealing, and that was really it for the Pirates to get Thompson out of trouble, or else the Giants would have had many more runs in Friday night's game, really. It was Pride Night at PNC Park, and great T-shirts being given out and good enthusiasm in the park. It was nice to see it. The Giants now run their record to 37-26. Pittsburgh is 25-38. Wow. The Giants on the road now are 17-13, so that's 30 games, 51 more to go. In June, they've run the record now to 9-6, and they've had a good homestand. And they get this road trip off on the right foot. 3 here in Pittsburgh, and then 4 in Atlanta before coming home against the Reds next weekend. Against the Central, they're 6-6, and they haven't won a series in PNC Park in a while. The last 6 either tied or they lost. So if they can win it today on Saturday behind Alex Wood, the Giants can win this series. Giants ERA in June has been terrific. Number 4 in Major League Baseball, the first in the National League, and that 2.61 went down on Friday night. The starters in June, number 2 in Major League Baseball. They're now 6-2, and that ERA of 2.23 went down as well. Giants, 8 homers, last 8 homers, all solo shots. How do you like that? And, of course, it goes back to the two homers last Sunday, which helped Rodon beat the Dodgers. And he got two solo shots tonight, and that was good enough. This is a Pittsburgh Pirate team. I thought they were going to get no hit again. Miles Michaelis pitched that one hitter, 8 2/3, before Cal Mitchell got the hit for the Pirates against the Cardinals. That was just a little bit over a week ago. And when the Giants lead after six, they are 29-1. So for Carlos Rodon, a very solid 2-0 performance, 8 solid innings, 2 hits, 98 pitches, and he was not in trouble at all in this evening at PNC Park on Friday night. The Giants struck out 10 times, and I will say this, 6 hits. There is no question the Giants are being challenged offensively. And in a way, I think they're taking too many 3-1 pitches right down the middle. And they're not chasing at all, which is terrific. They're working the count. But sometimes you got to hit a pitch that's an inch off the plate or 2 inches off the plate and hit it the other way and show that you have good bat control. Giants look a little stiff to me at the plate. I think they're taking too many pitches. But we'll chat about that during the show today. All right, so on Friday night, the Giants 2-0 winners over the Pirates. And now let's take a look at today's action at PNC Park. Fans, it's time for Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, in the second game of the 3-game series, the Giants turn to a left-hander, and it's 31-year-old Alex Wood. As he gets the ball today, he's 4-5 with a 4.11 earned run average. He's 14-9 as a Giant over the last year and a half or so that he has been in the orange and black, as they like to say. The whip is 1.29, and it's heading in the right direction. For Wood, he's been around, 227th Major League game and his 177th Major League start. He is 67-53 lifetime. He has had a good June, and that's what I mean. The numbers are looking better for him. In June against Miami, Colorado, and Kansas City, 18 1/3 innings pitched, only 13 hits, 5 runs given up, no home runs, 3 walks, and 15 strikeouts. So a good ratio for him, and no home runs given up. In the 12 games he's pitched this year for the Giants, 61 1/3, 63 hits, 28 runs, 5 homers, a good ratio. That's about 1 every 12 innings. 16 walks and 60 strikeouts, so he's been a good control pitcher. That's almost 4-1. Batting average against tells a little bit of a story. 266 overall. Now, on the 5 homers, 4 have been solo shots, so that's good. Keeps the runs down. Lefties, he has taken care of. 182 average and an OPS of 493. If you're a hitter, that'll get you back to the minor leagues. 1 home run there. Righties have hit him better. 291. With a 745 OPS with 4 of the 5 home runs. Now, he likes to get ahead of you in the count. So if you put that first pitch in play, 8 for 18, that's 444 with a home run there. Runners in scoring position, that has been his issue. 304, runners in scoring position, 2 out. He's just not been able to shut the door, although lately he's doing better. 385 there. First time through the lineup, 28 for 100 with 2 homers. Second time through, he really gets tough. 20 for 97. That's a 206 average with 1 homer. Third time, you don't see a lot of him, although he has gotten into the third part of the lineup here recently as Gabe Kapler has shown more confidence in him. 15 for 40, 375, but that's much better than it was a couple of weeks ago. All right, not many of the Pirates have seen him. Ke'Bryan Hayes, 1 for 3 with a double. And Reynolds, former Giant, of course, 4 for 8 with a double there. Pittsburgh, on the other hand, goes with another veteran. This is a matchup of two veterans today. 33-year-old Jose Quintana, 6-1, 220 from Colombia, 296th Major League game and 270th start. Wow, between the two of them, what's that, 447 Major League starts. Quintana this year, 1-4. With a 353 earned run average. He's 84-84 lifetime. The whip is not bad, 1.33, but not great either, and you'll see why. 12 games this year, 55 and two-thirds innings pitched, 58 hits, and you go with that 20 walks and 50 strikeouts, five homers given up, four solos. So the home run ratio is pretty good. The walk ratio, 2.5 to 1, but people do get on base against him. Batting average against is 253. Like Wood, he's tough on lefties. It's going to be a tough day for lefties today, 200 with no homers. Righties, 265 with five home runs there. Three games in June for him have not been great, just the opposite of Alex Wood. Against the Dodgers, Tigers, who don't hit much in Atlanta, 12 and two-thirds innings pitched, 20 hits, 10 runs, 3 homers, that's one every 4 innings, 3 walks and 12 strikeouts, so he does have fairly good control. He was with the Giants last year, and the Giants did see him for 5 games, all out of the bullpen. He ended up with a 4.66 earned run average and a 1.45 whip. I thought he was going to help the Giants, and then he was gone. That was it. He never really connected. First pitch in play, like all good pitchers, they like to get ahead. 8 for 25, that's 320, with 3 homers. How about that, if you get him on that first pitch of the at-bat? Runners in scoring position, 306. Then he gets tough. Runners in scoring position with 2 out, 3 for 19, and that's just a little bit above 150. First time through the order, 250. And second time through, 250. And the third time through, 8 for 29. So he's pretty consistent there. 3 homers the first time through, 2 the second time through. The Giants have seen him. Belt, 1 for 6. Casale, 3 for 17. Craw, 3 for 10 with a homer. Flores, 1 for 5. Longoria, 5 for 18. Ruff, 1 for 4. And Yaz, 0 for 1. So a good, interesting pitching matchup, I think, today, with Alex Wood and Jose Quintana of the Pittsburgh Pirates. A lot of games going on in baseball today. Atlanta and the Cubs. Boy, there's two teams going in the opposite direction. Wright and Steele there. Milwaukee at Cincinnati. Milwaukee goes with Alexander today. Jason Alexander, not the one from Seinfeld. Ashcraft, one of our favorites for Cincinnati, but he got hit hard his last time out. Miami and the Mets, it's Braxton Garrett, who we saw with Miami in that Sunday game, and Walker for the Mets. Philly, it's Nola and Gray there, Philly and Washington. Cleveland and L.A., Quantrill and Urias in that one. St. Louis and Boston, boy, I kept thinking of the 1967 World Series. Hudson and Crawford there. San Diego's at Colorado. Nick Martinez and Marquez there. And Minnesota is in Arizona, Dylan Bundy and Weaver in that one. So that's how we look today on this Saturday. We've got more coming up. We've got Maria Guardado coming up next. She is in Pittsburgh, covers the Giants for MLB.com. So we're going to take a break. KNBR 680-1045. We'll be back with more right after this.